Terry Moulton and Christian Dexter have both served in the state assembly, and now both are competing for the 23rd State Senate District seat. But this isn't their first matchup. In 2008, Moulton was finishing up a term as representative in the 68th Assembly District when he was challenged for the first time by Christian Dexter, a newcomer to state politics. When the votes were counted, Dexter was declared the winner by less than 300 votes. On June 5th, the two will battle again in a recall election. Moulton says the recall is about public union bosses trying to maintain their stranglehold on Wisconsin taxpayers. He says collective bargaining for public workers was unsustainable, and limiting it was necessary to correct the state's deficit.
We were faced with some very tough choices going into this budget. And I'm proud to say that I was part of a team that balanced the state budget without raising taxes, paid off $800 million in debt, reduced borrowing by about 50%, and gave us the best property tax outlook in over a decade.
Kristen Dexter says she favors collective bargaining, but that's not why she's running for Senate. She says her run is about helping create jobs and a better economy, something she says Republicans have failed to do.
We need good family-supporting jobs. We need to invest in public education and worker training so that your businesses have qualified applicants. We need health care that keeps people healthy but that doesn't break the budgets of businesses and local governments. And we need leaders who are available to all of their constituents.
Dexter is very critical of Senator Moulton's vote to cut $800 million in direct aid to public education and says she doesn't favor revenue caps on school districts or local government. But she says that doesn't mean she's for higher taxes.
So we can take those tax revenues and without raising any further taxes, just rearrange differently to reflect the priorities that I think are more important than paying special favors to, you know, corporations, especially when they have subsidiaries out of state.
Moulton defends the targeted tax incentives for businesses, which he notes passed the legislature with wide bipartisan support. He says those, along with tort and regulatory reforms, will eventually make up for cuts to education.
What that's going to do is start more businesses locating here, creating more jobs, providing more revenue to the state, which in turn will give us more dollars to direct towards education, infrastructure, wherever the needs are.
Moulton and Dexter also disagree on the use of recall elections. Moulton says it's too easy for legislators to be recalled for policy decisions.
The threshold is too low for recalls in the state of Wisconsin compared to many other states. It is destroying our normal electoral process. We're going to end up in constant elections. I talk to people on both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans, who agree that we need to make some changes in the recall process.
Kristen Dexter says recalls are there for a reason.
This is a democratic process. I think the people are exercising their will at the moment. It's unlike anything we've ever seen. There's no doubt about it. It's chaotic. It's exhausting. It has divided families. The recall hasn't necessarily, but the whole political climate has divided families, divided communities. But recall is part of the process.
According to a poll conducted in April by Public Policy Polling, Senator Moulton was favored over Kristen Dexter 51-41%. UW Eau Claire political science professor emeritus Mort Cypress says voter turnout will be the key to victory. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.